It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there this morning, Josh?
It was a good weekend and busy weekend, but
out working in the yard and all that kind of stuff this weekend. Then
did some of that, went and picked some asparagus in my secret spots.
I've seen people post it on Facebook, wondering where to get asparagus. And somebody said, "Well, just go drive around, look for it. You'll find it in the ditches somewhere."
Worked a meat raffle. Yeah. Had some company over for steaks.
All right. You did have a busy weekend then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what I did. I can't think of anything, so it must have been kind of a lazy weekend. That's okay. Guess it's okay to have one of those once in a while,
We both got a busy weekend coming up, too.
What are we doing?
Memorial Day
programs. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, we've got a
long weekend.
We're going to be broadcasting next Monday. We'll be over in the cemetery broadcasting the program live for those who can't make it. I think 11 o'clock, I believe.
I believe so. Bellingham's is at 10 o'clock. I got to say a few words there.
Yep. We'll be announcing that throughout the week. So, make sure you make plans to be at a memorial service.
Yep.
That's what the holiday is all about.
Yep. Honor to the fallen.
That's right. Well, let's honor a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Someone? Today we're saluting draftsman third class Richard Herbert Meyer. Richard was born on September 18th, 1947 in Medelia. Passed away on July 2nd, 2003 in Carver, Minnesota. He was from Madison originally. His parents were Herbert and Eleanor Meyer, who I had the pleasure of meeting and knowing for the brief time between getting hired as VSO and their unfortunate passing. And Richard entered active duty on July 17th, 1967 in Minneapolis in the United States Navy, was honorably discharged just shy of 4 years later on April 1st, 1971 at Naval Air Station Miramar, California. That's where the movie Top Gun was filmed, the original Top Gun. He was a draftsman with FITRON 121 in Naval Air Station Miramar, California. Spent 1 year, 2 months, 29 days of overseas service during the Vietnam era, and some medals and ribbons that he earned with the National Defense Service Medal. So we thank you, Richard, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yep, knew him well. So, the nice guy.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about our topic at hand today, which is a good one with Memorial Day coming up. You're going to talk a little bit about flag etiquette today.
Yeah, the Disabled American Veterans put out a press release on May 17th reminding people of the respect to be given to the United States flag. The flag of our nation means many different things to our veterans. For some, it represents a solemn oath they took to defend the country and its citizens when they entered the military ranks. It can stand as a symbol of the freedoms and privileges we enjoy as Americans and the sacrifices that have been made to ensure others have a chance to pursue the same. To others, it's a poignant and sometimes painful reminder of those lost in battle, whether it's draped over a casket or carefully folded and placed into the arms of a loved one. Even for those who see the flag as mere fabric and thread, it is inexorably, I like that word, linked to the spirit of our country, the red, white, and blue reflection of all our country is, was, and can be. This Memorial Day, we know many across the nation want to pay proper respect to the Stars and Stripes. The following guide will help ensure the flag is looking shipshape wherever, whenever you choose to fly it. For displaying, the flag should be flown at half-mast on Memorial Day until noon and then raised. Flag should fly from sunrise to sunset, but may be flown at night if properly illuminated. Fly the flag at half-mast during times of national mourning. Whether the flag is hung vertically or horizontally, the Union, the blue section, should always be in the upper left side. Reminding people, bring the flag indoors if you're expecting inclement weather, unless you have an all-weather flag. Flag should never rest on the ground, shouldn't be used as clothing. On single flag poles, the American flag should be on top, and no other flag should be larger. Storing and maintaining the flag, flag should be kept dry and folded properly into a triangle with the Union visible. When a flag becomes tattered, damaged, or otherwise worn out, it should be retired and properly disposed of. That's why we have a flag disposal box.
That's right.
At the courthouse.
And a ceremony once in a while.
Yes. Basic color guard protocols. The color guard will announce, "Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the presentation of colors and remain standing for the singing or playing of the national anthem, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance." When the color guard brings the U.S. flag into venue, whether you are seated in audience or at the head table, stand and face the colors. When passing or being passed by uncased or unfurled colors, individuals may begin a hand salute when the colors are six paces distant and hold the salute until they have passed six paces beyond the colors. Color guard posts the colors and the national anthem is played. Immediately place your hand over your heart until the anthem is completed. If Pledge of Allegiance is said after the anthem, keep your hand over your heart until the completion. Remember, there is no requirement to stand or place your hand over your heart for any patriotic song other than the national anthem. For example,
America
also,
the Beautiful.
Also known as the Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
So just a couple of reminders, and hope Ivy Avandahar appreciates this.
Well, yes, Ivy, you know, if you want to know anything about flag etiquette,
you ask Ivy.
You just get on the phone or give Ivy a call, and she will tell you exactly what you need to know.
Exactly.
Yep.
So this information will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
All right, and what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level?
Yes. I have a couple of things I'll be in and out of the office for this week, but, you know, so it'd be better to call ahead if you're coming over. Otherwise, you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. And again, a reminder to everyone that a lot of Memorial Day programs and things coming up a week from today, so we'll be... be listening to Q92. We'll be posting on Facebook and everything with where the programs are.
Dawson, Madison, yep. Marietta, Nassau, Bellingham.
Appleton. Canby, I know, has something down there.
Yep.
So
there's usually a program in a lot of the bigger towns.
Yep.
So.
And as I say, if you can't make it, if you do have to work or something, we will be, as always, broadcasting that live.
Yep. Right, and my office will be closed on Monday, Memorial Day.
Okay. All right, well, we will, but no doubt you'll take a break and chat with us on the radio.
Of course.
Even if we have to record it ahead of time or something.
But, of course.
We'll probably do it live.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Josh. Well, you have a good week.
You too. Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lackboro Veteran Service Officer with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackboro County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Heather Floral and Nursery salutes the following Dawson Boyd graduates: Laney Bartunik, Carlos Belfi, Michael Bergeson, Cade Buer, Alexa Berg. Start each day believing in your dreams. Know without a doubt that you were made for